Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 12, I believe, of Let's Talk Sports. It is Wednesday, December 8th. I have a guest again. He was on this before, if you haven't heard it. His name's Javen. He's one of my good friends. Say hi, Javen.
Hi.
We're going to be covering stuff I talked about a little bit on the last episode or the bonus episode I put out, and then a little more that we talked about in episode 7. So if you haven't listened to that, I do recommend going to listen to that first. It is a longer one, but you can see the segments. So certain segments we're talking about is like we talked about the halfway point and where we stood with certain teams and players. We did a tier list. Those things are kind of the important stuff if you want to go back for reference. But anyway, we'll get right into it. All right. The first topic today is I covered it in a live reaction, which is a bonus episode for those who don't know. It was a 30-minute episode. It's much shorter. It didn't get the attention that I usually put segments on here. But Bills and Patriots, you said you didn't watch it. You watched like the end. I watched the whole game because I'm a Patriots fan. And
I watched the good ending.
The good ending, yeah. And I posted something on my story about defensive games and if people enjoy those games more than... I shouldn't say more, because in all honesty, even I don't enjoy defensive games more than offensive games, like with a lot of points. But I do still enjoy some games that are low scoring when it comes to the defenses. Like if it was the Lions and the Jaguars, I would hate it. Because there's no, like those are two low tier defenses. I mean, the Jags are all right. But like
I think it has to be two different types of defenses going. Because you can have like I said, an efficient defense who is focused on making stops and making tackles. Or you can get a boom bust type defense that is all about making big time plays, getting picks, making sacks, stuff like that. Then that's what you want to see when you see a low scoring game.
Yeah, and that falls on the coach, which is part of the reason why these games are fun. Because like coaches, like you, we talked a little bit before, you brought up that like that's like Belichick's way, like safe football, mistake-free football. And that's what he played. Like one thing I always hate to see, and there are some teams that play, like you said, like big, like hit hard and stuff. They're so concerned on like their aggressiveness that like they don't play the sticks. Like on 3rd and 15, I would automatically tell my defense to play the sticks because you just don't want the first down.
Yeah.
And then you see like a 20-yard gain on a 15-yard, they only need 15, and then they get the first. Belichick does not do that. Belichick will like fake a blitz, make the quarterback feel like he's getting pressured. When he snaps it, the linebacker drops back and
going to coverage.
Yeah, dropping coverage.
It's just really with defenses nowadays, you see them changing a lot, going from coverage-based defenses like how would I say, like linebackers shifting and making basically being hybrids.
Yeah.
Then you having just dudes really get into coverage who can play man on. And then I think a big issue with the Bills and the Patriots was that the Patriots, they didn't have, not the Patriots, I mean the Bills, they didn't have any, I would say, run stoppers. Like there's a different, when you see like people who are run stoppers, they have a run stopper safety, a run stopper linebacker, a run stopping D lineman. These are dudes that you can definitely tell they can stop the run.
Yeah.
But with the Bills defense, you get a lot of hybrids, a lot of people who can go in coverage, who can stop the pass, which you see a lot now in the NFL. So I think when the Patriots hit them with the, we're going to keep this on the ground and you're just going to have to beat us one-on-one, and they're willing to take that, then it really just kind of shifted the way of how NFL defenses work and how the Bills work. And so it did really not
help. It's funny you bring that up because the other day, because I was all over – like YouTube and stuff and like all the sports stuff because I wanted to see how people were reacting because this is probably the first time in our lives where a quarterback has only thrown it 3 times. And one of the big things that I think it might've been CBS Sports. They said that the Bills are just too small. Like Derrick Henry alone, like on my Instagram, I posted that the Bills have lost to the Titans, the Steelers, the Patriots. There was one more, but they beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't have a running back. The Steelers have Najee Harris, who's breaking out. And then the Titans have Derrick Henry. But if you look at the Titan, like personally, the Titans are very good. But I don't see them as like a well-rounded team. They're without Derrick Henry, they are kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So
he kind of picks up the slack for for a lot.
Yeah. So
what makes it a high powered offense?
Yeah. And that's how the Titans can beat the Bills, because you can run with Derrick Henry. And he's probably the biggest running back like of all time. He's like 6'5", 255 pounds.
Know. Talk about the bust.
Okay. I mean like height and weight. He's 6'5". Derrick Henry's 6'5".
6'5", but still.
That's taller than Tom Brady.
No, pretty big, pretty stout. But when you're having like 6'5", what, 250 solid?
I think he's 255.
255, yeah. 255 solid going against I would say his earlier career.
He's only 6'3". I lied. He's an inch shorter than Tom Brady.
Okay, let's say. I don't know.
He's
about 6'5".
I mean, he looks like he'd be 6'5". He is huge.
He's still pretty big, because he's running backs are usually shorter. They're like my height.
That's Deion Lewis next to Derrick Henry.
He making people look small.
Yeah, that's rough. Anyway, but yeah, I agree with that. That they are, the Bills aren't built to be like a run stuffing defense. And I also do think it did hurt that Tre'Davious White is out for the season. No, I guess it really didn't actually, because they didn't throw it. The Patriots did not throw it.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what they were doing. They should have a lot of the time just, you know, they're going to run it. I would say in that type of scenario, I would have five in the box. And then the only way that you're going to win is if you're going to throw it on
me. Well, there was a goal line stand. The Patriots were driving, and it felt like if the Patriots scored, it was over. And they literally sent the house like almost every time. And the Patriots lost like 6 yards because Belichick didn't care. He was just going to keep running it. And it felt like they should have done that. Because if I'm a coach, and I'm not a big Sean, I keep, every time I start a podcast, I forget his name. Sean, not McVay. Sean McDermott, the coach for the Bills. I know a rookie quarterback probably will not audible a run into a pass, because you're not going to tell Bill Belichick no if you're a rookie. Like Tom Brady could do that, because Tom Brady is.
Well, unless if they practice it and if the
defense did something
week before, or if they're willing to make the change, which Bill Belichick could actually do that, make the change on the spot and be like, hey, this is what we're going to do now.
That's true. Like if like the safety drop like showed blitz, like if he knew to audible out of it, I don't know, but I would assume that at that point in the game, like after like the first half, I would say like, you know, they're just gonna run it.
Yes.
First off, Mac Jones's first pass to Jonnu Smith was an air ball. The wind like took it completely, but Jonnu Smith caught it.
Yeah.
So I would have like never even worry about a chance of a pass. I would have just blitz. And it felt like they were worried that one little, like, if they did that, wet, they were just going to throw it over the top and no one would be back there in coverage.
Yeah.
But I would rather lose like that than lose the way they did.
Yeah.
Because
at that point, you have to take on defense, you would have to take out, I would say, the speed and the agility.
And the Patriots don't have that. I mean, yeah. Kendrick Bourne maybe, but other than that, the Patriots aren't very, Aguilar's pretty fast. I don't know. I don't think it's too hard to stop the Patriots wide receivers.
Yeah. I think if you just man them up.
Yeah.
Because they really don't have, I would say, standout kind of.
Not
that,
at all.
That dude. Like, you have, like, Cardinals have
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. And then who else? Chargers, Keenan Allen. You got.
And they have Mike Williams, too.
Yeah, Mike Williams, which just helps. You got
Julio Jones and A.J. Brown on the Titans.
There you go. And you got
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown on the Bucks.
Just Jefferson.
Jefferson, Thielen.
Yeah. See, you got all that, but you really don't. The Patriots, you don't really got anything. You got who? N'Keal Harry?
No. But N'Keal Harry should be a tight end. You bringing him up is a good segue into what I was actually going to bring that up. Did you see the 67-yard run by the Patriots, the touchdown?
No, I didn't.
Watch, we're going to pull it up, so you guys aren't going to see it on the podcast, and you're not going to hear it either, because I don't want to get in any trouble by any broadcast.
Go look it up then, people.
Yeah, Damian Harris, 67. Watch, he's built like a tight end. He's like super tall. He's not fast enough to beat a cornerback off the line of scrimmage, but he is fast enough to outrun a linebacker, and if you're a tight end, usually the linebacker picks you up. Watch, it starts late. That's not a very good one. Okay, so he's right here, number one.
Yeah.
Watch, he cuts back in and he blows up this guy, and it clears the lane for him to run. Boom. Takes him out of the play, and there's the hole.
We also got the fullback there.
And the full, yeah, Jakob Johnson was very.
Go back to that. Go back to when they first started.
Oh, yeah.
They sent people up in the box. Look at that. That's exactly what they did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they sent everybody.
Yeah. So you got to.
Oh, my God. That is what happened. So that's probably why. Actually, that is probably why they never did it again. Because they tried to do it. They sent the house on a run play, and they got beat.
Well, let's see. We got. Go back and pause. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Four dudes down.
Yeah.
Four dudes down.
This safety goes right away.
Safety's down. We got, what is that? Is that three linebacker or two linebacker set?
I think that's definitely two.
I would say three. You got the middle, you got the two outsides, and you got the corner.
Yeah, that,
with I think one safety over on the left. So.
Yeah, look, that's the safety that was up there.
Yes.
He had no chance.
So the corners and safety, I would say, if you're doing something like that, you bring the corners down, have them be contained, and that's all they're going to do is because they can get to the sideline.
Well, I'm interested to see what because this linebacker's assignment is the hole that.
And I would say
that probably opened up, right? Oh well, that's just the fullback reads him perfectly.
Go back to the linebacker.
This is the linebacker that fills the hole. He does his assignment, but watch Jakob Johnson.
Let's see.
He finds him immediately. Boom. Awesome.
That is the middle linebacker is bad. Watch, because the center gets to the middle linebacker.
He overcommits.
And he stops him. Yeah, the middle linebacker has to be able to shed that. He has to either duck his shoulder down and avoid him to get to that second base, or just get him off. Because you see, he gets swept up and taken away.
Yeah,
and
right there.
That was all middle linebackers. See, with something like that, I would definitely switch to a five front. It would be everyone is on a hole. Everyone is going to have a certain job. You have what, a nose?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's lined up on the – no, there is no nose.
Yes, because there's only four. Yeah. Only four people down. So if you just have people – everyone on each hole, all your job is secure that hole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a little bit – I would say a little bit old-fashioned. To a sense, to when it comes to, I put a lot of pressure towards my linebackers. But if you're a linebacker, you have to be able to be stout enough to stop the run. And these guys are pretty stout, but you gotta tell me you can't get blocked like that. Because the middle line, what is it? Is it the middle linebacker or the other outside?
Which one? The one that gets blocked out of the play?
Yeah.
The right outside linebacker or left? Hang on, what were you looking? That's definitely the right. The right outside linebacker, though. Gets taken out by the fullback. The middle linebacker gets blocked out. He's the backup. The middle linebacker.
That was the outside. He's the secondary. So let's see. Okay, stop it right there. Stop it.
So the right outside linebacker gets blocked by the fullback, and his backup, the middle linebacker, gets taken out. But the center chips the defensive tackle and goes for the middle linebacker.
So yeah, what I would do in this scenario, it would be.
Oh, it's not the center.
Well, first of all, you having your linebackers way too close.
It's the left guard. The left guard chips and takes up the
middle linebacker. Takes both the linebackers out.
Yeah.
Go back to the D-line then. The D-line is doing something wrong. They're getting pushed and taken away.
Yeah. They kind of get – sorry if you hear that noise. My freaking
– So in the Bills' instance, they need to put more people on the front. Stay containing, and it just really the only way to stop. I would say the Patriots would go back to basic football, which is you go to a gap, you hold that gap, you have your linebackers.
In the Bills' in the corners' defense, though, for the Bills, they do contain him.
Yes,
it is more on the linebackers.
Yes,
because look, where it was a pitch, a toss, and there's literally a runway opens up.
Yes, that is that. In my defense, would be the best thing for you. What I think every team, if you want a stout defense, you need a good safety, a good linebacker, and at least one good D lineman.
Yeah.
One of them for both. But mostly, I would make sure to have a good linebacker. If you have a good linebacker, an easy linebacker could be able to I would say, get around linemen and get to the running back and make sure at least stop him or get to him. Because he basically almost got untouched on that play, on the 64-yard touchdown. This is horrible by...
Yeah. I think that's Tremaine Edmonds. Is that his name? The linebacker 45?
Yeah, I think so. Edmonds, come on.
Yeah, man, that's rough. I mean, he literally, the second... This left guard literally predicts him, like, right, boom. He knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, also, the Patriots' offensive line is one of the best, so not many teams would probably be this successful on this play offensively. And I would love to see more teams try this against the Bills and see how they fare. Because, like I said, like I think maybe the Cowboys could do this. I don't know who else. Patriots, Cowboys. I think how many good offensive lines are there in the NFL that are like really good? Maybe the Packers. I don't know how good the Packers offensive line is.
Packers are pretty good.
But yeah, I mean, just crazy. But anyway, yeah, N'Keal Harry, he helps. That's a great block, considering he's a wide receiver, and he blocked like a tight end.
Just retire from being a wide receiver, N'Keal Harry.
I mean, yeah, you should be a tight end.
Become a tight end.
I agree. Anyway, that's just pretty much what I wanted to talk about for the Patriots game. It was a good game, I personally think, but I know you're probably different. And like I said, I'm fully willing to admit that there could be a bias because I don't know if I'd be saying this if my team lost.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. It was fun football, and it's exciting. If it's low scoring, I just hope it's exciting. And to see the Bills get into the red zone like 3 times and not score with a missed extra point, and then they needed a touchdown the other 2 times.
Josh Allen knows how to throw that pigskin. Putting a heater on it.
That was a beautiful throw. The touchdown throw was perfect. But also, the Bills didn't go for 2 at the beginning. When they scored that touchdown, if they went for 2, they only would have needed a field goal to tie it. But, I mean, I'm not a big fan of how McDermott is responding to this loss, saying that he wasn't outcoached and stuff.
I would say you're outcoached. See, the weather did play a big effect.
Yeah.
But
you still couldn't stop the run.
You're professional.
Yeah.
You should be able to work around this.
I would say the only thing McDermott did very well was find a way to get some throws off. I mean, Allen went like 15 for 30, which is not good.
But still, depending like
on in the wind, that's still pretty impressive.
Yeah.
No one was expecting. I mean, for him to throw the ball, there was one that the Josh Allen hit Stephon Diggs in the end zone and Diggs dropped it. And that was a perfect throw, considering that when Jake Bailey, the punter for the Patriots, punted the ball, he had a 15-yard punt because it got blown out of bounds.
Damn.
Yeah. So it is pretty impressive. Josh Allen, still very impressive with what he did. But yeah, I'm not a big fan with how McDermott's reacting. Patriots won. They're the one seed in the AFC. And I mean, that's all she wrote. And hopefully when the Patriots and Bills meet again, it's not the same conditions. And we can see full football. Yeah. And not as much weather to the playing effect. Anyway, up next we have, we're going to discuss our changes since Javen was last here with me. So let me just cut this and then we'll get into that. All right, new segment. So we're gonna talk about where we left off last time and where we stood in the NFL. Like I said, we talked a little bit before, so I'm gonna repeat what I told him before. I am fully willing to admit that I was a little harsh on Derek Carr last time.
Yeah,
we were talking, but
no respect.
But you were too high on the Raiders.
What are you talking about?
You had them at an A-tier team.
Hey, at that moment in time, they were an A-tier
team. I had them at B-tier. I don't think they even belong in B-tier anymore.
Yeah, you're right. They belong in S tier.
No, C tier. C tier.
They're what? Biased, and I love it.
They're what? They're 6-5?
Something like that. Yeah, they really haven't been doing good. To be honest with you, yeah, they probably C tier.
C tier, yeah. They're let's see, they're.
Well, I just want to say.
Oh, they're 6-6. Even worse. If they lose again, they're under 500.
Yeah.
And they play.
They're playing the Chiefs next.
And last time they played the Chiefs, they lost 41-14.
You don't know anything to happen.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. And plus we got they got Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our threat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, he was there last time. Shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He also fucked it up for us.
Yeah, it's not looking good for your Raiders.
Hey, anything's possible. That's why I love football.
I mean, yeah, you're still in your division. If the Chargers lose and you guys win, I think you jump them.
Yeah.
But,
sent us to wild
card. You, although you were wrong on the Raiders, you were 100% right on the Bills, and I was wrong because I had Bills in S tier, And though that seems a little more accurate than having the Raiders in B tier, you put them, I believe, in A tier, which is probably where they should be. Maybe even B.
We'll see. The only S tier people are probably what? Tampa Bay?
I wouldn't even say Tampa's S tier. That's true. They lost to Washington. I would say
Cardinals.
S tier right now is probably the Cardinals, the Packers.
Cardinals, Packers. That's really, there's only two, I think.
Yeah.
That are really just.
I mean, the Patriots are playing well, but I just don't know if I could put them S tier.
I think they're A tier.
I think Patriots are A tier right now. I think, yeah, so S tier probably right now is probably Green Bay and Arizona here. Let me pull up a new one just so we can see how things would change. And we'll make these together so that we don't have to make separate ones because it's been done.
And again, you can see these tier lists or this tier list on
my Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is Let's Talk Sports 2021.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, yeah.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
shameless plug to your own thing.
Okay, so let's move Green Bay and Cardinals. Cardinals are probably the best team in the NFL right now.
Green Bay and Cardinals. I think Bills A, Tampa Bay A. Ravens A. So who did they play last?
They lost to the Steelers last.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I would the lowest I'd put the Ravens is B. So if they're not A, they're B. And I do think they're B.
I think if they're B, then the Cowboys go down to C.
I mean, I do think the Cowboys are B. I think the Cowboys... Okay. No, I can't. I'll keep the Ravens A just because they lost on a failed two-point conversion attempt and they could have probably won that game. I do think Rams are playing B tier right now. Would you agree?
Yeah. Raiders go down to C.
Okay, yeah.
Chiefs go up, I think, to A.
I would agree. Patriots go up to A.
Yeah.
B, do we keep the Titans in B tier?
I would say so, yeah.
And let's see. I had the Titans B, and you also had them B. This was after Derrick Henry got hurt, too, so yeah. We're up to date. Browns go down. They are not playing good football.
Yep.
Bengals stay B.
Bengals. Colts.
Colts stay B.
Yep.
Saints drop hard without Jameis Winston. Okay, so now so A tier is Bucks, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Patriots. Is that right? We think that's right?
Yeah. Really hasn't been any standout from any other teams.
And then B is Titans, Bengals, Colts, Cowboys, Rams. Any movement up to B? Or
what
no?
About the Chargers? What do you think of that? Because they're on and off, but
that's I said this to one of my they're super streaky. They're either like one of the best teams in football or they're one of the worst. They really are. They lost the Broncos. They just beat the Bengals, and we have the Bengals where?
B.
Yeah. See, I think we can put them B.
Okay. Yeah, I think because the Chargers with the Broncos, it was different because it was a rivalry game, mm-hmm. and so usually those games get kind of heated and stuff like that.
That's happened. True.
And then you got the Bengals, and it was really talent against talent.
Oh, we forgot an S tier team in the Lions.
Oh yeah, for beating what is it?
The Vikings.
Yo, Vikings go to D, and Lions go up to A or S.
I think so.
Yep.
I think don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, I think C is, I would say, slightly average or slightly below average. B is doing above average, and then A is
I would say S is top tier.
Yeah.
A is I would say S is like playoff like guarantees. S.
Yeah.
A is well, maybe S should be Super Bowl like Super Bowl hopefuls. So what AFC team do we think has the highest chance of making the Super Bowl? That's hard, huh? Because I could see the Patriots beating the Ravens, but I could also see the Ravens beating the Patriots. But I could see the Patriots beating the Bills, but I could still see the Bills beating the Patriots or the Ravens.
What you just said there was a clusterfuck.
That is correct. And I really don't. And
I think we just go for what team were the superior. S superior.
So D is awful. C is average. No, C is below average. B is above average. A is exceeding. And S is like amazing.
So we'll go with C is average to below average. B is average to above average. I would say like.
But then what are A and S?
Huh?
Okay, I say we do this.
A is way above average.
S will change the Super Bowl contenders.
Then I would say Raiders. Raiders, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And the Lions.
Yeah, Raiders and Lions. There you go.
Okay.
Comeback season starts.
AFC team, who do we think is the hardest beat the team? Our hardest team to beat in the AFC right now? If you were to pick any team that you really don't think is going to lose, I am personally between the Patriots or the Chiefs. But I don't even think I don't think I mean the Chiefs. I think I'm between the Patriots or the Ravens. I don't even think I mean that. I don't know. I really don't, because the Ravens aren't that good.
I think Ravens
and the Ravens just lost Marlon Humphrey.
Oh, that's true. That's a key. But I think the amount of talent they have on their team could.
But also the thing is, I cannot put. We're just changing it back to S, because I can't put the Patriots in S tier and put the Bucks in A. So we're just going to say we think that the teams that are really, really amazing right now that look unbeatable are the Packers and the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah. Without a doubt, they're performing.
And the teams that are really good but that maybe may take another loss or two is A. Yeah. Teams that might go 500 down the next few games are B. Teams that are going to go under 500, barely under 500, are C. And teams that are going to win like one or two games are D.
Dog water.
Yeah. D for dog water. Okay, now that we got that cleared up, C tier. I think the Vikings stay in C. I think the Niners stay in C. I think the Falcons take a hard hit to D.
Yeah, they decrease.
I think the Eagles stay in C. They're playing good. I think the Steelers stay in C. Broncos stay in C.
I don't know about the Broncos.
The Broncos are actually playing better than you think. The Broncos are...
I thought they're below 500.
I think they're 7-6. I think they're better than the Raiders right now. Oh, they're the same as the Raiders.
Yeah, that's what's... Oh.
Yeah, so...
Well, I can't complain about that.
That's what the Broncos see.
Yeah.
Panthers, D.
Yeah, they peaked.
Yeah, they did. And I was high on them. I think you were pretty honest with them. Like, you were pretty on the nose. Oh, you put them in C? I put them in C as well.
Same.
Yeah. Seahawks, I do... Even though they just beat the Niners, I do think they're D. I just think their season's over. They're like 3-11 or something.
They are?
They're pretty bad.
Yeah, I would say so too, just because it doesn't really seem like anything's connecting.
Yeah, and it seems like Wilson, I think, wants out next year. So really? I think they're just kind of taking their
losses. What was the coach's name? I forget his
name. Pete Carroll?
Yeah, Pete Carroll is just...
He's got to go.
Yeah, he's just doing too much.
Yeah.
He's doing that hands-on type head coaching where I gotta control this, I control that. It doesn't work. It's not that type of year they can do.
I would agree 100%. Browns or C. Now the Saints. Saints are tough because their defense is one of the best, but they have no quarterback because Jameis Winston's hurt and Taysom Hill is definitely not a quarterback.
Dog one.
Do we put them in D or do we keep them in C?
I would say D, just because having a vital quarterback is.
Yeah, but what about when if they get Kamara back?
If they get, for now, I'll put them in D. Till they get Kamara back, then yes, I'll put them back to C.
Okay, and then I think the Dolphins jump to C.
Yeah, they earned it.
They're playing good, and I think D tier stays the same after that, which is the Saints, Jags, Lions, Bears, Texans, Giants stay in D tier.
No,
football team.
That was a disgrace.
Jets, Falcons, Panthers, and Seahawks. I think this is good.
Yeah, that is for now, for this day, for what we have seen. You never know, because football, it changes.
I would agree.
It changes with like a page.
And this year has been so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, the Patriots were 2-4. They're now 9-4. They've won 7 in a row. The Chiefs, everyone was calling, saying they're not as good as they were anymore, including both of us.
Yeah. At one point, the Raiders were...
The one point, Raiders were looking really good. They were undefeated for a little bit. Now they've lost. That was
before John Gruden and Henry Ruggs.
That is true. It would be interesting to see if none of those things happened, if
Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Now let's slow down there, Speed Racer.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
So, but I do want to, since we could not put a pin on who we think, I just want to know who's your NFC favorite to win, to make it to the Super Bowl, and who's your AFC favorite? And you can take some time to think, because it's not an easy answer.
genuine or
genuinely like at like when the season's over or when the Super Bowl comes around, who do you think is going to be in it? NFC and AFC.
I don't know. Just because it's between S and A, all those is just all up in the air.
That is true. I do think I really find it hard to bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Just because what I'm seeing, and I know a lot of Buccaneers fans are kind of panicking with how they're playing. But this is, isn't this what we saw last year? The defense really sucked during the regular season, and then the offseason, I mean the postseason, it really came together and they were unstoppable. And I can't see a world where that doesn't happen again. That roster is too good to choke in the playoffs.
That's true.
The only team, if it's NFC, Bucks are my favorite, and the Cardinals are a close second.
I would say just gotta watch. It's football.
And then AFC, I think the Patriots are gonna make Super Bowl.
Boo!
No
bias.
No bias. No bias. No bias. No bias. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, that's kind of how we see the NFL right now. Who's your MVP favorite?
MVP favorite, like player or just team?
Like team to win. I mean, player to win the MVP.
Who's in the run right now?
I think it's Brady is up there. Jonathan Taylor's also up there, the running back for the Colts.
Yeah, he's been doing
fine. That's probably my favorite. I think Jonathan Taylor's going to win it.
Tom Brady.
You have Tom Brady?
That's a quarterback trophy.
Yeah, it is a quarterback bias. I agree. But I just – Jonathan Taylor – Brady being one in the MVP voting is kind of shocking to me. He should be up there, but he is throwing a lot of picks this half of the season and a lot of pick sixes, which do make his games a little closer. So I feel like Jonathan Taylor earns it, especially because without Jonathan Taylor, I don't think the Colts do as good as they have been. And if Jonathan Taylor can rush for like 100 yards against the Patriots, not this week, but the next week, then I think you have to give it to him because the Patriots defense is so good.
Yeah, I think you wait till the end once everything's, I would say, set in stone, then you have to say, make a choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to predict.
Again, everything is all up in the air.
It is. It is a frenzy right now. Like Josh Allen, I think if people were saying he could get it, but not anymore.
Well, yeah, that's true. He plays shitty games.
Yeah, I mean, weather, but I mean, I don't think anyone's holding the weather against Mac Jones for only throwing it three times. Like, I would still say he's probably the rookie of the year favorite for the AFC.
Maybe.
Jamar Chase kind of fumbled the bag. Yeah. You see the one interception he gave up? Yeah. He caught the ball, and then he went like this, and it went real.
Yeah, but you can make a comeback from that.
I don't think so.
Anything's possible.
I don't think so. Just because Mac Jones is winning.
Yeah. But that's just because of Bill Belichick. That's
to a certain degree.
Byproduct of Bill Belichick.
I think the Bills game was he was a byproduct of Belichick, but I also think he's been playing well.
Yeah, because all he did was throw the ball three times.
No, I'm saying before the Bills game. Wow. Like, he's accurate, and you can say anything about the coach, but a coach cannot make you accurate. I mean, you can be taught ways to be a better like passer, but in the game, he is the only one on the field controlling his arm.
True.
The same thing with Tom Brady when he was under Belichick.
True that.
I never thought that he was a byproduct of Belichick. It seemed like he was as good as he was, and Belichick was as good as he was, and they were both just successful together.
My point of view is just a byproduct of Belichick.
Oh my God, whatever. Okay, next segment. We have... before I cut it, we are going to go to, Thursday Night Football, Steelers and Vikings. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then after that, we have, we'll cut that for another time when it gets closer. We were going to talk about college football, but we'll talk about that when it gets closer to those games. Okay. We're a little ways out. And then the playoff picture / hopefuls, which we kind of already covered in what we just talked about. So we'll just talk about Thursday night and then we'll wrap it up. So Thursday night, and then that will be it. But I'm going to cut it, and then we'll be back. All right. Thursday night football, Steelers and Vikings. Before we get into the details, who you got? TJ Watt's one-man army, or?
If the Vikings play like they played against Detroit, I got Steelers. But if the Vikings pull itself together, then I'm going to have to go with the Vikings.
I'm leaning more towards the Vikings.
Really?
Just because I don't like the Steelers offense at all. I mean, I guess if you lose to the Lions, your defense is pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, I don't like Steelers at all, but I have to go with the Steelers.
Who's home? Not that Minnesota? I mean, I don't think Minnesota is a hard place to play at. I don't see many players going like, oh no.
Minnesota.
We're going to Minnesota. It's an indoor stadium, which is always nice.
They say that about Green Bay, though.
They do.
Did you see that Tom Brady's bringing back the what is it called?
The scuba suit.
The scuba suit.
Yeah, Mac Jones wore it too. He said he got inspiration from Tom Brady, he wore a scuba suit to the Bills game.
Scuba Mac.
Yeah.
Scuba Tom.
Scuba Tom and Scuba Mac. Maybe like an album cover. Just have them both in scuba suits.
Hell yeah, that'd be hard.
That would be hard as well. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I think I'm going to stay with the Vikings. Looking at the stats here, Dalvin Cook's questionable, though. If Dalvin Cook doesn't play, it's going to be a different ballgame.
He's been questionable for like how long, and he's...
You have him on your fantasy team, right? Yeah, me too. That's how I know.
He's hasn't been producing.
I mean, the Steelers did just beat the Ravens, which is impressive.
I think they're on, because with TJ Watt performing the way he is right now.
He's literally like five players in one.
Yes. So I think the Steelers have it, even though Steelers offense is pretty, I would say, mediocre, but the defense they got is just stout. So
you want to know what? You convinced me. I'm going to pick the Steelers as well. I'm going to pick the upset. The Vikings are favored to win, but I think I'm going to pick the Steelers now.
It seems like the Vikings been on, I would say, they've been tripping from like mid-season, like, from midseason and just trying to been recovering from it.
I would agree. They're definitely not. And Thielen's not playing. Yeah, it's gonna be a Justin Jefferson frenzy. I have him on my fantasy team. That's nice.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, the Steelers defense is just too good, and I don't think the Vikings offense is good when it's healthy. It's not healthy though. So
yeah, it's.
And I think the Lions literally just said, Let's end this man's whole career. When you lose to the Lions, the 0-0 like 11 Lions, you know you just have to kind of pack it in.
Sad.
So yeah, I would agree. I think the Steelers win. The question is, what do you think the final score is?
I would say 34-17 Steelers.
Oh wow. Okay. I think I'm gonna keep 17 for the Vikings, but I'm gonna say 24-17, a touchdown game for the Steelers. I do like 17 for the Vikings, though, just because I think Justin Jefferson probably gets like a big touchdown, and then maybe they get down the field and run it in with the backup. But
I say no, pretty realistic. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I say that the defense starts double covering Jay Jetta, and then that's all she
can do. That from the get go, I ain't gonna do shit.
Well, if they had Thielen, it'd be hard to double cover Jefferson because then Thielen would get open. But
that's why you gotta have a
1-2 punch.
Yeah, every elite wide receiver has a 1-2 punch.
Like Mike Evans and Godwin.
There you go.
Can't stop them, and that's why one of them's always open.
I also want to say they also have Antonio Brown and Gronk.
Yeah.
Which I don't care who the fuck you are. Those motherfuckers are still elite.
Oh, yeah, no. Antonio Brown's having a really good year.
Yeah.
Despite his fake COVID card.
Yes.
From that was his chef's or something, I heard.
Have you seen that one picture where it's from, what's it called? What's that one movie, Bench Warmers? And I am vaccinated.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's good. Now, not to encourage anyone's betting habits, but just for a little fun and to kind of give us more depth.
No, we're encouraging.
The spread is -3.5. I mean, -3. Sorry, 9.5 for the Vikings. Do you think? Oh no, you would not take that because you think the Steelers are going to win.
Yeah.
So yeah. So do you think the Steelers +3, would you take that? Probably,
yeah,
right?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, yeah. No, wait, you think they're going to win by 17?
Yeah.
So yeah, you would take
if,
it.
Well, it depends because you could stuff like that. You want to bet against. It's a very, I would say, delicate thing.
Vegas knows something though. -3. They may be predicting that it's a closer game.
Screw Vegas.
Vegas knows.
Vegas always knows.
Yeah, Vegas always knows.
They got their hand in the honey pot. Looking like Winnie the Pooh. These motherfuckers. I swear, I think they have a conspiracy theory. They have a whole government separate government. It's called Las Vegas government. I'm calling
the LBG.
The LBG. Yeah.
Well, if they're anything like the Raiders, they'll be bad. They're trash.
Don't handle LBG government.
The LBR, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders, Las Vegas.
Maybe there would be an underground government for Las Vegas if the Raiders were good.
Las Vegas, baby.
All right. Well, that's it for this segment. Both of us picked the Steelers. Come back to us or just me on Saturday. Yep.
Vikings donkey day.
Oh, no. Friday. Come back Friday and we'll see what happens with these two. Okay. Well, I'll mesh the outro with this instead of cutting because why cut it? For those of you who don't know, this is Javen. My good friend, I said at the beginning, but thank you so much for coming. These are probably the best episodes when I have someone to talk to. If you guys want Javen back on, please let me know. He's pretty lenient and doesn't really care if he needs to come back on if you want him. So he adds a different flair to this.
I bring my own Ric Flair to this shit.
Oh hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, thank you for coming. If you want to give your Instagram plug.
Oh yeah, at your boy Javen. There you go, look him up.
Oh yeah, all right. So yeah, also, whether or not this does happen, Javen and I are discussing. Sorry, there's someone on my window going woo. Discussing another separate podcast, and I think we're gonna try it after this. It'd be more explicit, less friendly. Not about sports, about random stuff, kind of like life and what's going on in the world.
Bullshit podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, we're picking out a name, and we might do a rough draft and just release an episode. And if people like it and think it's funny, we'll keep it up. More projects, the better. More content to put out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. I will shout it out on my social media and on my normal social media for those who know me. And just keep an eye out. It will be fun. Episodes might be a little longer because it will be more rambly than like we kind of put notes and stuff on here. I think most of the time for the other
less
one
structure, more just
yeah boring. and I'm about to sneeze. Sorry, but my god, I lost my train of thought. Less like picking stuff to talk about and just kind of few and far between, maybe not like daily or like a schedule, just kind of like every week or something, every other week or something, just kind of coming on and rambling about what's happening because I know you're busy still and you have stuff to do, so we'll figure it out. But it will never just be me on that. It's always going to be me and Javen. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, keep talking sports. Thank you.